This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington. We've been talking about the experience of families who have relatives serving in Iraq. Earlier, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and General Tommy Franks spoke in the Senate about troops in Iraq. Joining me now is NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Gelton. First of all, Tom, what did the Secretary say about troops heading home? And was it Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld indeed?
Well, Lynn, as you can imagine, Secretary Rumsfeld and General Franks were peppered with questions from members of the Senate Armed Services Committee at this hearing this afternoon. Several members of that committee, in fact, just returned from a fact-finding trip to Iraq. They mentioned that troops with whom they'd met there had a lot of questions about how long they were going to have to stay in Iraq, complained that they weren't getting straight answers about how long they'd need to stay. And, of course, these senators have their home constituencies to worry about, too. And evidently, they're getting a lot of questions, just as you're discussing here in this program, from family members of troops wondering about that. So Republican and Democratic senators alike were asking Rumsfeld and Franks for some straight answers on this. General Franks, for the first time, said that in his judgment, all of the 148,000 American troops in Iraq right now will need to stay there for the foreseeable future. I should say that number needs to be maintained. Now, there could be some rotation of that force. In other words, new troops could be coming in to relieve troops that are there now. But General Franks, and I think this is the first time he has said that, said that he sees that number, 148,000, continuing indefinitely. Clearly, Secretary Rumsfeld is a little sensitive about this because he then said he wanted to amend what General Franks said. And he said, Rumsfeld said that if some non-U.S. troops, more non-U.S. troops could be found, that number might go down.
You use the words foreseeable future and indefinitely. Those are pretty indefinite terms.
Well, foreseeable future would suggest months at any rate. It's clear that the United States still has a great deal of work to do in Iraq. Really, judging both from what Secretary Rumsfeld and General Franks said today, the condition that will really determine when that troop level can come down is basically when there isn't a new Iraqi army up and running that's able to take over responsibility for security in the country. And that's going to be a long, long time. The figure that that they threw out this afternoon was that they hoped that there could be 12,000 Iraqi soldiers trained and ready to go within the next year. But even that's, of course, far fewer than what the United States has there now. So what we've heard from other people is that you need to think in terms of years in judging this, assessing the U.S. presence there.
Years.
Yeah, it may not be 148,000 for years, but definitely tens of thousands of American troops there for years to come.
Yeah. Now, did you also mention earlier the possibility of troops from other nations beginning
right.
to rotate in?
Right. The Secretary Rumsfeld said that he thinks and hopes, I should say, that by September, that is in a couple months, that there could be as many as 30,000 non-U.S. troops there. But that is, I think, probably a fairly optimistic judgment. There are a lot of countries that are considering contributions, considering sending troops to help out in Iraq. But with all the attacks that have been taking place there, also with the fact that the United States and Britain are still running this more or less on their own without the without it being an official NATO or United Nations operation, that has inhibited some countries from sending troops. So that's not a firm figure, but the goal is that by September there should be 30,000 non-U.S. troops participating in that stabilization or peacekeeping force.
Was there any discussion today, Tom, about the attacks that are occurring in Baghdad on U.S. troops?
Yes, General Franks acknowledged that the attacks are increasing. He said, however, that still it does not appear to him anyway that these attacks, which he described as being, he and Rumsfeld described as being not only in Baghdad, but along sort of several corridors in and out of Baghdad, especially to the north and west, that it still does not appear that these attacks are centrally coordinated. But they, General Franks in particular, did not hide the fact, did not downplay the fact that this violence is in fact increasing.
And just one other thing, Tom, the guest that we had on earlier was talking about the fact that the military has already been under a lot of stress lately since 9/11, Afghanistan, now Iraq. This is going to be a tough order for the military to fill if we're talking about years in Iraq.
It sure will, Lynn. You know, there's a point that we need to constantly keep in mind that Secretary Rumsfeld and General Franks both made again today, and that is you can't just look at the deployed troops, because you really have to triple that number, because for every 1,000 troops that you have deployed in a forward location, you've got 1,000 more, theoretically, in training somewhere for their next mission, and 1,000 who are in transit, that is, either on their way to a forward location or returning from. So that you really have to, you only have like 1/3 of your total force available for deployment at any given time if that rule of thumb holds. And if we're going to have 150,000 troops tied down in Iraq for the foreseeable future, triple that, you've got 450,000, which is pretty much what the active duty force of the U.S. Army is right now. Now, some of these troops in Iraq, of course, are Marines, but still, you're getting some real burden imposed, especially on the Army.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Tom.
Anytime, Lynn.
NPR's Tom Gelton.